yeah, so I've got the privilege of talking to you all today, but I'm sorry, I'm not very good at speaking in front of people, so if I'm a bit nervous, hopefully I'll get over it after a couple of words. So today I want to try and get you to think about some questions that I don't think often cross our minds, but have really challenged me in the last probably 6 months or so. And those questions are: what happens when the good things get in the way? Can we have too much of a good thing? And maybe the most challenging of them: can God's gifts to us get in the way of our relationship with God? Now, I know that sounds strange, but let me explain myself. We often talk about the bad things, the obvious sinful things that we do, getting in between us and God. You know, and those obviously do get in between us and God. I'm not saying they don't at all. They clearly do. But what about the things that we see in our lives as positives? Can they get between us and God? The things that have been good for us. And I want to unpack that idea a little bit. So if you've got a Bible or a phone or whatever, if you could turn with me to Numbers 21, verses 4 to 9. That would be amazing. It should be on the screen as well. Numbers 21, 4 to 9. So, this is titled The Bronze Snake. That's fun. Then the people of Israel set out from Mount Hor, taking the road to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people grew impatient with the long journey, and they began to speak against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness?" they complained. "There's nothing to eat here, nothing to drink, and we hate this horrible manna." So the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the people, and many were bitten and died. Then the people came to Moses and cried out, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take away the snakes." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord told him, "Make a replica of a poisonous snake and attach it to a pole. All who are bitten will live if they simply look at it." So Moses made a snake out of bronze and attached it to a pole. Then anyone who was bitten by a snake could look at the bronze snake and be healed. So there's that. I love that story. It's really weird. It's good. I want to focus on this bronze serpent. Clearly in this story here, the bronze serpent's a good thing. It's a positive thing. It's a gift from God. And it's a symbol of God's healing power, but I think more importantly, a symbol of repentance towards God. The people ask for, they're sorry, they ask for forgiveness, essentially, and that's what God gives them. So the people literally wanted to repent for what they'd done, and that's what God gave to them. The serpent is unquestionably a good thing for Israel. At this moment in time, it's a gift from God, and it's good, and it protected them and healed them. So, moving on a few hundred years, again, if you've got your Bibles, can you turn to 2 Kings 18, verses 3 and 4? So here we have just a little bit of background. Hezekiah's just become the king of Judah. He's a good bloke. And those before him, maybe less so. And he's come along and he's basically starting off his rule by getting rid of the things that have gone wrong and the things that have been corrupted. So that's what we read about here. Let me just find it, sorry. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight, just as his ancestor David had done. He removed the pagan shrines, smashed the sacred pillars, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke up the bronze serpent that Moses had made, because the people of Israel had been offering sacrifices to it. The bronze serpent was called the Nehushtan. Love a bit of biblical pronunciation. So this is the same bronze serpent. It's the same positive image that we read about in Numbers. It's the same good thing. That thing wasn't a bad thing in the first place. But it's been held onto all this time, and for completely the wrong reasons. Its importance has been inflated to the point where it's worshipped instead of just seen as a gift from God. It's worshipped alongside God in the temple. Like you read about this sort of snake cult appearing around it. But it was a gift from God, and that gift from God has been idolized instead of God being worshipped. We often talk about the classically bad things when we're talking about idolatry. We think about money and in our modern world, social media and celebrity. And we do often put those things before God, and those are very much, you know, they're problematic in that sense. But it's rare that we look at the things that have been good for us. In some instances, like Israel here, God has given us things, given us gifts, given us good things. There are good things in our life that we've then put before God and we've put in the way of God. So what are some, I guess, examples? What are things in your life that might be in your life? Obviously, I don't know every individual here and I don't know the specifics of your life, but here's some stuff I picked out that I know I've maybe struggled with. And I think a lot of people have as well. So, things like, you know, what have we turned into idols that could be good? First one here, I put other Christians. You know, or sometimes Christian celebrity. Sometimes we focus on other Christians more than we actually focus on God. Whether it's a pastor or a leader, a Christian friend or a famous Christian, you know, the sort. We idolize them, we listen to them more than we read the Bible and listen to God. But those things, like with everything I read here, can be really positive for your relationship with God and can be really helpful. But we need to keep that in check. What about knowledge? Specifically for me, at least, this was one that I've struggled with. Being a theology student, I always want to learn more about God, and that is really good and really important, but there is a level to which you need to work out, are you learning that for you, for your selfish desires of being the smartest person in the room, or are you doing that in pursuit of God? Again, none of these things are bad. That's the point. That's the whole point, is that these are good things. We just need to keep them in check, because anything coming in front of God is idolatry. Are you making an idol of politics? Christians so often have good intentions of being political or basing our politics off the Bible, all of that sort of thing. But it's so it's so easy to get sucked into it in an unhealthy way, where our politics for Jesus become more important than Jesus. Family and relationships. This is a difficult one to hear, I know, but we genuinely need to be careful that our relationships with our friends and family don't become more important to us than our relationship with God. I'm not saying don't love them, obviously, but there is a level of which we can make an idol of the people closest to us, and that isn't good. God must be our number one priority. Or, in the context of what's written here in 2 Kings, is it a bit more literal? Have you directly inflated the gifts that God has given you to a point where you're worshipping those gifts, or worshipping yourself through them instead of God? If those gifts from God are primarily serving your own selfish desires rather than the desires of God, that needs to be addressed. If you're, say, a brilliant musician, Does leading worship or being in the worship team mean more to you than actually worshiping God? If you have a prophetic gifting, are you using it in your own self-interest or to make yourself look holy? Or is it about God? If you're a brilliant speaker, do you care more about speaking the word of God or people complimenting you afterwards? Go on with examples like that. Obviously, you know, we all have different giftings. We all have different things that God's given to us. And those are great things and they're brilliant. But we just need to be careful sometimes. I think it's important that we constantly evaluate our lives and work out whether the things we are doing are, number one, becoming more important than God, and aren't becoming more important than God, sorry. And number two, aren't taking away focus from God and onto ourselves, even if, you know, unintentional. That's still something we need to be careful of. Whatever it is, if something seems good on the outside but is interfering with your relationship with God or the people around you's relationship with God, something probably needs to be done about it. So, what can we do about it? Well, obviously, in the most extreme example, like Hezekiah here in 2 Kings, we could destroy it, get rid of it. Now, I'm not saying the example of like your family and friends, please don't destroy them. But some things, like this bronze serpent, are good for a season. But when they're no longer helpful and when God's no longer using them, they can become corrupted and twisted. Quite simply, it might just be that that thing needs to be dropped. Left in the past is something that was good but is no longer helpful for your life. Another option is change it. Some things were good but have become too important and got in the way. That doesn't mean they can't be good again. We approach things with an understanding that we serve God and only God, not ourselves, not other people. Then those things can be good again if we do that. It may be the case of reorientating the way you think about that thing, so it no longer gets in the way of your relationship with God. And third, I guess kind of a middle ground between those two. Sometimes there's things that are important to us, that are too important to us, but we can't let go of permanently. I just want to encourage you, maybe it's time to give that a break. That doesn't mean never come back to it. That doesn't mean that is bad forever and you need to destroy it like Hezekiah. But if something in your life isn't positive right now, you can step back from that. And you can come back to that later, that's fine. But sometimes stepping back for a period of time or a season in your life is a good thing. So yeah, sort of as I wrap up a bit, I just want to challenge us as we go into this week to have a look at ourselves and work out if we're idolizing things. If things are becoming more important and getting in the way of our relationship with God. I want to encourage you all to pray about things and work out if they're getting in the way. I'm not here trying to tell you to drop everything good in your life, because that would be a bad idea. but I want to encourage you to regularly assess the things that you might not normally assess. And, you know, make sure you're always putting God at the center of your life rather than other things. So, yeah, thank you. Just pray for us as we finish. Father God, I want to thank you for your power and your love and your control and the fact that you are the creator of this universe, of the universe. And you are number one. And I just want to pray that as as we go away from today, we can remember that, take it in, and make sure that where appropriate, we are removing things, changing things, so that you are the number one priority in our lives and we're not idolizing anything above you, because you are the thing that we should worship and nothing else. I just want to pray as we leave today, we can really take that in. And have a wonderful week. Amen.